by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll worship in the Spirit now. Forget about everything else. It's by faith, yes, Lord, that I believe. Just worship Him now. Oh, it's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith. One more time as we get the atmosphere ready for the Word. Oh, it's by faith.
Bless you. Amen. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord with you all this morning. I'm going to just take my time. I heard we're having a baptism this morning, so God bless you, whoever's being baptized. It's a real good decision to make. It shows the Lord you're serious,
and it
shows the world you're serious,
right.
and God honors that.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
So we greet you from all the saints from Ann Arbor, send their greetings,
amen.
And we just love to have fellowship with you here.
Amen.
Let's get right into the Word. Psalms 119. It's good to see the house packed out this morning. Psalms 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible, so we're not going to read the whole thing. Just a few verses. Psalm 119 and verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart.
Yes, Lord.
They also do no iniquity.
Glory.
They walk in His ways.
Amen.
Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes.
Right.
Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments.
Amen.
And now if you'll jump over to 1 Kings with me, chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. And verse 20, let's read here. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elisha came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word.
That's right.
Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence this morning, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we feel that you are in this place, Lord. And you said in your word, Lord, that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, that you'd be in our midst, Father. And I believe that your people have brought the presence of God into this place this morning. Lord Jesus, we're looking to you to minister to your children, Father. You know what your people have been praying. You know what they've been seeking you for. You know what they need to hear. And Father, I'm now asking you to come down in this place, send your anointing, Break the yoke that's on any of your children. Open the eyes that any of your children have closed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, to liberate us, God. Set us free. Encourage us. Correct us where we need correction. We're looking for you this morning, God. You're the only one that can feed your bride. In the name of Jesus, we ask your blessing, Father. Amen. Amen. You can have your seats. God bless you. Amen. It's definitely good to be back here with you all this morning. I'm going to speak on no compromise.
Amen.
I hope that's going to be all right. No compromise and no excuses.
That's right.
Amen. I was just talking to Brother Andrew before service started this morning, and I'm glad to know that him and I are on the same page. That makes a big difference sometimes if you're on the same page or not. But yeah, the Lord's been dealing with him in the same way. It's getting so rough out here that I actually want to leave.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's sometimes where we get kind of content with our lives. We kind of like what God's doing for us here, and we kind of like this place. I really believe that God actually has to get us to a place where we don't want to be here before he take us out of here.
Amen.
And I'm getting pretty close to that.
Amen, brother. That's
I don't
right.
really like this place that much anymore. No. There's a lot of things going on, and I think we're just seeing the head of the iceberg.
Right.
There's a whole lot of other things happening. But this morning, I want to speak on no excuses.
Amen.
Because God doesn't really receive our excuses.
No, he doesn't. Come on now.
We love to receive each other's.
Yeah.
That's a pattern that we find pretty often, but God doesn't listen to them.
Right.
We know through the message of the hour that God's not interested in them. God doesn't make a way for us to make them. He just actually, in the scripture, he gets angry with us when we do make them.
Right.
But I want to look this morning at this thought. What we need today is people to be stable.
Amen.
God makes all different kind of people. Some people are fireballs. Some people are kind of calm. Some people are really, really strong, and then when they fall hard.
Right.
Some people are just kind of steady and stable. God has all different kinds of people, but so long as you're stable, you need to remain stable. We need stability in this hour, and we're living in an unsure time, man. It's unsure time that we're living in. The closer I get to the Lord, man, I'm telling you, the less I actually find out I know. And that's not a problem. That's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. The closer I get to the Lord, the less I find out I know. But it's who I know that matters. It's not what I know that takes me where I'm going. It's who I know that takes me where I'm going. I don't have all the answers. I don't understand everything in the Word of God. The prophet himself said, I don't understand the Word of God. You don't believe me? I can show you. He said, I don't understand the Word of God, but I believe it. I'm not required. I'm not required to understand it. If he asked me to understand it, I wouldn't need faith. I don't need faith if I have to understand it. There's a movement going on where we have to understand every little thing that the Word of God says. That's never been the requirement. That's never one time been what God asks us to do. He asks us to believe what his Word says. I don't have to get it.
Yes.
That was free. But we need stability, brother, sister. We know that the scripture says the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. There's a bunch of people that fellowship around the Word, and they don't know what they believe. They don't know who they believe. They're not really sure whether the message is true or not. They know that God's in the church. That much they know. And hey, if you know that, then you should respect what's being said. But we find out that we need to know what we believe. We need to know where we stand. You can't just believe it because your family believes it. You got to have a personal conviction that this word is the truth. And the only way you get it is not by ingraining it into yourself and reading the scripture and trying to force it into your spirit. You have to get to know God, and he drops that stuff in your heart. When I first came to the Lord, I struggled with the Godhead for a long time. I didn't understand it. Three, one, Trinity. How can he be one and how can he talk to himself?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But I stopped trying to make sense out of it, and then God dropped it in my heart.
Amen.
As long as you stop trying to make sense out of things, then God can drop that thing into your heart. But we know that the things are changing.
Sure are.
I think you can sense it. I think it's been happening for a while, but the winds of change, I've said it before, the winds of change are blowing. They're blowing strong. Things are happening. And I heard one man say, some people build windmills and other people get blown away.
All right, brother.
You got to be able to move with the Spirit as the Spirit moves. When He's progressing, you got to be able to progress with Him. He's not interested in staying in one spot. Nope. I've learned something in my life that when it comes to moving forward spiritually, you first have to be discontent with where you're at.
Yes.
And some people think that that's a problem. Some people think that that's bad. Being discontent with where you're at is not a bad thing. It could be God trying to promote you to the next step spiritually. If you're not discontent, you will never grow. If you don't want to be more spiritual, if you don't want more faith, if you don't want more revelation, if you don't want to be more like Him, you're never going to strive for that.
That's true.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Because we're living in that hour, church, where not only the earth is going to be shaken, but the heavens are going to be shaken. Amen. Not only is your physical body going to get sick and get racked, and you're going to go through financial troubles and family troubles and job troubles, but your revelation is going to get shaken. Your faith is going to be shaken. We're living in an hour where the Bible says the days will be shortened. The days will be shortened for the elect's sake. Now that actually means some things. That means that our trials are going to be more intense. Because we got to learn the same lesson in a shorter period of time than they had in the past. We got to learn the same lesson in a smaller window of time. That means your trials will be more intense. That means you're going to have to learn harder lessons. How many knows what I'm talking about? You're going to have to learn harder lessons. It's okay to be discontent with where you're at. It's not okay to be discontent with Him. Remember, the scripture said, I've learned in everything, whether I'm abased or whether I abound, I'm content in everything, because if God wants me to have it, I'm going to have it.
Amen.
If it's God's will for you to have it, you will have it.
Sure.
You might have to fight for it.
Sure.
Brother Branham said, we got to fight for every inch of ground that we take. Every inch of ground that you take. How bad do you want it?
Amen.
How bad do you want it?
Amen.
Remember, the scripture says there's 30, there's 60, there's 100-fold. I don't know if I'm 100-fold. I really don't. I hope I am. I hope I am, but I can't say whether I am or not. I don't even know if I'm 30-fold, but I know I'm not content with being 30-fold. I know I'm not content with being 60-fold. I want to be 100-fold. I want to go all the way with the Lord. I don't just want to stop. I don't want to stop and know that God sent a message and wait for His return. I want to be the living message. I want to live the message. I don't just want to believe God sent a message. I want to live the message. I want people to know that I'm living the message. Not just believers. I want the world to know I'm living the message. How will they know if you take the candle and hide it under a pot and put it in the corner of a room like a monk and wait for Jesus to come back? You got to go where it's a little bit dark and shine it. Don't be afraid to do it. Well, they might rub off on me. They will. The scripture says they will. That's why you have repentance. That's why you have the blood of Christ. That's why you have the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus said, I don't pray you take them away, but I pray you keep them while they're there.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Anyhow, I think, you know, my heart, I want to grow.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get discouraged. How many's heard of bamboo? It's a good wood. It makes bows. It's very strong. It's stronger than anything. It's a unique plant. It grows very slow. You water it every single day. That seed you plant in the ground is so hard. It's so hard that you have to water it daily for years before it'll even grow at all. I mean, it takes years before that thing will even grow. Soon as some years pass, I don't know, is it 3 or 5 years, it starts to sprout, and then when it begins to grow, it grows up to 6 feet in just a very small period of time. It grows super fast, and that's where some of you are at This afternoon, you have been sowing the seed. You have been reading the word. You have been seeking the face of God. You have been fasting. You have been praying, and you don't see anything. But there does come a time where that discipline that you've put in your life spiritually will shoot forth. It will grow almost as if it was overnight, and there will be manifested children of God on this earth.
Right.
Some people walk around, say they got it, and then they go take an Advil when they have a toothache. I'm not trying to bawl you out, but I'm telling you, we got to step it up.
Sure. Come on.
I take Advil too. Don't look at me like that. But what I'm saying to you is that discipline that God has put in your heart to sow continuously will eventually break. How many people give up right before their breakthrough? How many people give up right before God shows up? You quit praying and interceding for that person right before God wants to do something. You quit moving right before. I don't know how many times this happened, but I know it does. The devil can't change our identity, but he can discourage you. He can discourage you from sowing seeds.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking about this the other day. Can I take my time this morning? I was thinking about how many people I've witnessed to, how many people I've shared this message with, and how few of them have actually listened. And I got so discouraged. I was driving down the road, and I said, Lord, I don't even know why I do it.
Right.
I really don't. I don't see the point. I don't get it. And the Lord reminded me, the Lord showed me that there's actually, the Lord's waiting on the last predestinated seed to come in. I believe that.
Yes, sir.
You believe that. So that means there's going to come a point in history where there's only a few on the planet Earth who aren't ready that need to be ready.
Right.
Whether that's now or 10 years from now, I don't know. But there's going to come a point where there's only a few, and it's going to seem fruitless to win souls. But I was also reminded of Ezekiel's commission.
Yes,
God told Ezekiel before he sent him, they're not going to hear you. They're not going to listen to you, but you're responsible to go and tell them anyway. Even whether they hear you or not, the call on your life is to bear witness of what you believe, whether there's fruit or not.
Yes, that's right.
I believe the bride has the same calling.
Amen.
Do I still have your attention?
Yes.
So remember that bamboo type. It's really encouraging. It represents consistency, discipline, patience.
Right.
That's something we all need a little bit more of. A little bit more patience.
Yes.
The Bible says, here's the patience of the saints.
Yep. That's right.
Where did that scripture go to? I don't know where it went. Here's the patience of the saints. That means the saints are going to have to wait for something.
Amen.
They that what? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That it doesn't say pray. Praying will help you, but it doesn't. It says they that wait on the Lord. We've lost that today. We've lost that today. We got to have everything now. We got to have everything right quick, or God said no. Just never give up on those things you're seeking God for, church. The scripture says, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be opened to you. Don't stop knocking. Don't stop asking. Don't stop seeking. Don't give up, because your breakthrough is very close. Don't give up. Don't stop knocking now, church. Hear what I'm saying this morning. But the number one attribute to somebody growing spiritually, this is what we're going to talk about this morning, is no compromise.
Yes, that's right.
No excuses.
Oh, my.
No compromise, no excuses. God don't hear them. I'm too tired to serve the Lord. I'm too broke to serve the Lord. I don't understand enough to serve the Lord. I'm too rebellious to serve the Lord. I'm too weak to serve the Lord. There's a list, and a list of a long, lengthy list of reasons not to do it.
Absolutely.
And God doesn't receive one of them.
That's right. Amen.
There's a list of why we could be lukewarm in this age and not on fire for God. There's a long list of excuses why we should not believe some of the things that the Word tells us.
Amen.
But God doesn't hear one of them.
Amen.
No, we don't.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to see in this age who stands with the Lord and who doesn't. You believe that? Remember, in this scripture in 1 Kings, it was a showdown.
Yes.
It was a showdown. And Elijah's message always produces a showdown.
Yes, it does.
It always brings a showdown. This is the separating line. This is the point where you can no longer compromise and God will wink at it. This is the point where you can no longer doubt. This is the vindicated word of the Lord. When Elijah's message comes forth and God vindicates it, there is no more room for excuses. There's no more room for compromise. You either have to believe it or you have to reject it. And God has given us a word totally and completely vindicated, completely backed up by God. And there's no more room for ignorance. There's no more room for excuses. You have to search the scriptures and you have to find out whether it's true or whether it's a complete hoax. And you got to follow what God shows you.
Amen.
There's no more room for compromise in this age, brother, sister.
No, it's not.
It's true.
He said, how long will you halt between two opinions?
Amen. That's it.
Come on.
If this is the truth, give your whole self to it.
Yes, Lord.
If this is not true, go the other way.
Yeah.
I think y'all know what I believe.
Yes, Lord.
This message came to bring us back to the full word.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to receive all of the word or just enough to escape hell and make Jesus your crutch out of the pit? Or are you going to take all the word?
Amen.
Are you going to believe everything that he said? Are you going to believe that man shall not live by bread alone, but every single word that comes out of the mouth of God? Every word. That's not just Bible. That's not just spoken word book. That's anything that God says.
Amen.
I know that's not popular today, but it's true.
Amen.
Anything that God says, that's any word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. So now we find out, brother, sister, I want to look at compromise for a few minutes. Compromise means to settle a dispute by mutual concession. I think everybody knows what compromise means. To accept standards that are lower than what's desirable. It means to lower your standards. With people who don't agree with them.
Yeah.
To lower your standards because there's people that don't agree with them. That's what compromise means. Now listen to me. There are occasions where it's okay to compromise. If your wife wants chicken for dinner and you want beef, let her have her chicken, man. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing evil about that. That's a compromise that is okay. I like that. That's okay. That's all right to compromise in those things. If she thinks that tie's ugly, put on a different tie. Who cares? Right? You understand what I'm saying? But when it comes to the word, you can't do it. When it comes to the word of the Lord, you cannot compromise. You can't lower your standard for somebody else. You can't water down your word because there's somebody that might not like it. You have to stay with that thing. You have to live that thing. You got to speak that thing. I don't care what they feel. I don't care what they think. It doesn't matter. You're either going to toe the word or you're going to reject it. There's no watering down. Now, I'll admit there's times when you have to take wisdom with you. You don't go up to somebody on the street and expect them to understand serpent seed right away. But if they ask you about it, you better be ready to give an answer. And don't water it down. Well, I don't know if I really even believe that anyway. With no compromise, no excuses. You have to know where you're standing now.
Yes.
Remember, it's okay in some situations, but never when it comes to the word of the Lord. It's a lowering of your standard. A standard means a level of quality, a level of attainment. God's a God of standards. He is. He's a God of standards. He holds the standard. The scripture says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Let's put it in modern language. When the devil fights, God fights harder. When the devil is fighting, God fights harder. I don't know about you, but every persecution I've ever experienced has just driven me to become more of who I really am.
Glory!
It works out for my own benefit. God is a God of standards. He never wants us to lower our standard for anybody, anywhere, in any case, when it comes to your stance on the word.
Amen.
Never.
Never.
And I mean never. No excuse.
Amen, that's right.
It's a level of quality that he's looking for. He don't look for quantity. Some people would walk up into this church and be like, this place is a joke. There's only a handful of people in here.
Come on now.
Right? But I would rather have one soul that's really sold out to God than 1,000 people that are straddling the fence, that say they believe but prove otherwise. I would rather have one grain of salt that actually tastes like salt than have a whole table mountain full of salt that tastes like nothing because it's a waste. Jesus said to be thrown out to the pile. I'd rather have one man or one woman that knows what they believe and stands for it with all of their heart and is not afraid to speak that word. One person that will never compromise on the word of the Lord than 1,000 people that straddle the fence. There's no more mercy to straddle the fence anymore. We got to pick a side and we got to follow it with all of our hearts.
Right, Jesus.
It's the quality that he's looking for.
Amen.
I know a man that had a spiritual experience where he met somebody on the other side. He had visited that other realm where believers go when they die. And he was talking to somebody. He could tell the person carried authority in his voice. I wish we'd realize that sometimes. The authority that we carry is a lot stronger than we realize. What you speak can happen.
Amen.
If you learn that, what you speak can happen. If you believe what you're speaking, I don't just mean hope. If you believe what you're speaking, the scripture says it'll happen. But he said he realized that this person carried authority when he spoke. And in this experience, he realized that it wasn't because they won so many souls. It wasn't because they built 1,000 churches. It wasn't any of that. But the only reason that they carried authority was the level of Christ that was formed in them.
Amen.
It don't matter how many souls you win, don't matter how many churches you build, it doesn't matter how many shouts you scream, how many tears you cry, it matters how much of Christ is formed in you.
Amen.
How much of the person of Christ is formed in you. Don't matter how many times you come to church or miss it, how much of Christ is formed in you.
Amen.
Christ ain't gonna miss church.
Amen.
Because wherever two or three gather in his name, he shows up.
Amen.
No excuses.
Amen.
It seems like there's people out there, they'll look for every reason not to come instead of every reason to be there.
Yeah.
They look for every reason to miss it. I don't feel well. It's too cold. My car don't run the best. So walk. You got two legs. I've been to places where they will walk all day to come hear the word that they heard last week, a simple message, and they will walk all day in the rain because to them the word is everything they've got. And we live in a land where you can't get people to sit in an air-conditioned vehicle and drive 30 minutes to come hear the same word.
Amen.
It shows us where we're at. That shows you your spiritual condition. If you know that's you this morning, God can fix that.
Amen.
We're not condemning anybody. We're just letting the word do what it wants to do.
Yes, Lord.
But it's the quality of the Christian that the Lord is looking at. Are you with me this morning? And where the Lord drew the line himself was anything that broke that harmony with the Father.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, anything that breaks harmony with the Father, that's where Jesus drew the line. Right. Now, that's different for everybody. You can't read all of that out of the Bible. Some things God convicts you that he don't convict other people
about. That's right, yes.
And that's okay. You have to follow that. Yes. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
Yes.
So if it separates that harmony that you have with God, it's not okay for you.
Right. Right.
There's some people, they can sit in front of an Xbox for a couple hours and not feel a lick of conviction. I really can't do that. There's people, they can sit there and watch every sports game that comes on the TV and they're not convicted at all about it. I can't take the Bible and say to you it's sin, but I can tell you it ain't going to bring you closer to God. The Bible says all things are lawful for me, but not everything builds me up. A lot of things tear me down.
Amen. That's true.
Christ drew the line at what broke harmony with the Father. We are living in an age of compromise. Churches, lesbian pastors, rainbow flags outside of the church. Go to anywhere where there's an educational system and that's what you're going to see.
Sure.
I don't know if it's here too. It probably is.
Yep.
You believe this message It's the mark of the beast.
That's right.
Brother Branham said denominationalism is the mark of the beast. You either believe that or you don't believe that. I cannot join my hands with people because they mean well and are trying hard. If you got to understand what I'm saying, that doesn't cut it with God. There's no excuse. The road to hell is paved with people that meant well.
Yes, sir.
The road to hell is paved with people that had good intentions but rejected the word of the Lord.
Yes.
It's the word of the Lord that gets you there.
Amen.
Absolutely.
How do we compromise today when we have itching ears?
Yep.
We want somebody, we want to find a ministry
yep.
that tells us what we like to hear. Don't pretend like it doesn't creep up in the message. We like to find ministries that kind of say it in such a way that it doesn't make me upset. We like to find ministries that say it in such a way it's kind of a little more flowery and a little more gentle. I'm telling you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord lifts up a standard. So you're going to start hearing some preaching from your pastor. It's going to start tearing hides. I know you already are. Because the Lord has to lift up a standard to those things. When the enemy fights harder, God has to respond to that. If you are disbelieving the word, God has to respond to that this afternoon. So letting down the standard is compromise. You're removing your bars of protection. Are you still here?
Yes.
Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 17. I want to look at a story in the scripture that helps us to understand this a little better. I'm just having fun. I'm going to take my time.
Amen.
Some of you are like, my goodness. Second Chronicles chapter 17 and verse 1. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead, and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah, and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. And the Lord was with, I want you to listen to this.
Yep.
The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord.
Yes.
Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. So Jehoshaphat was a good man. He was a good man. He did the right thing. He took the grove. A grove was a place where the pagans worshiped their wacko gods.
Amen.
He took those out of there. He feared the Lord. He sought God. He didn't seek after Balaam. He sought the true Lord of Israel. We find out, but there's a story here where we learn that compromise, even with a good motive, is self-destructive.
Yes.
Compromise, even when your motive is right, works out to harm you instead of help you.
Sure.
These were the days where Israel was split up. There was a northern kingdom, and there was the other kingdom. There was Judah and Israel.
Right.
Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. Ahab at this time was the king of Israel. Y'all know who Ahab was, I'm sure. Ahab, very nice man.
Sure, come on.
But just wasn't right.
Amen.
There's plenty of that going around.
Yes.
We need to catch a revelation that nice man doesn't mean anything.
Amen.
It doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
Amen.
Come on.
I'm an amen myself, preacher. That's good stuff, man. Jehoshaphat was a God-fearing man. He did much good. In this case, we learn that Jehoshaphat had one weakness, and he was willing to compromise on his value, even though his motive was good. He was willing to compromise. We're going to get into it. Some of you are wondering what I'm talking about. He was the fourth king of Judah, and Ahab was the seventh king of Israel. Ahab married Jezebel.
That's right.
Wicked. Seductress, nasty woman, nasty woman. Brother Branham, during his time, he felt like Jezebel was running the White House then, and I kind of think she's running the White House now.
Yeah.
Jezebel, a nasty woman. She was the dominant. I don't know what we got going on here. Forgive me. She was the dominant. Is there an angel speaking through my computer here? She was the dominant one. She introduced Baal worship into Israel through her influence. I'm here to tell you this morning, a godly woman is the best witness that this world can ever see. A godly woman is the most strong testimony that this world can see. Why does she dress that way? Why does she carry herself that way? It doesn't make sense. The strongest witness, but a wicked woman is the biggest tool in the hands of the devil. It'll bring the strongest man down to dirt, the Bible says. It will bring the strongest man to nothing.
Yes, sir. That's right. Amen.
Jezebel influenced Baal worship to Israel. Ahab, the king of Israel, laying a foundation. Just bear with me a few minutes.
Right.
He encountered a lot of prophets. He encountered Elijah. He called Elijah the troubler of Israel.
Yes,
so if somebody thinks you're a troubler, it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ahab was the real troubler of Israel.
That's right. Yes, he was.
He encountered Micah, the prophet. We all know the story of when he encountered Micah, and Micah gave him a word, and he didn't quite like what he heard.
Right.
We're going to get into that in a few minutes. A lot of times, God will bring a word that you won't like too much, but don't ever have the response that Ahab had, where he said, I don't think so, I'm going to try to weasel around it. He wound up a dead man.
That's right.
Now, Jehoshaphat's son married Ahab's daughter. Ahab had a daughter named Athaliah, Jezebel's daughter. Jehoshaphat said, my son should marry this lady. Evidently, Ahab kind of slipped up in there, maybe made his daughter dress up or whatever it was, made her look real pretty.
Sure.
And Jehoshaphat's thinking to himself, this could be good.
Sure.
This could be good. He could make a good impact on Athaliah and mommy Jezebel. He might bring them to God. He might save them. He might make a good impact. This could bring the two kingdoms back together. This could really do some good. This could bring unity in the body. This could bring unity between the two factions that have split off. It could bring them back. Obviously, that had to have been his motive. And the motive was good. And the motive was right. But he let down his bars just enough. And we're going to find out he almost died because of it.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's true.
Are you still hearing me?
Amen.
Amen. He almost died because of it. It was a lowering of his standard. Go to chapter 18. Chapter 18 and verse 3. And Ahab, the king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people. We will be with thee in the war. Sounds good. Bad idea.
Absolutely.
Sounds really good. Sounds like a blessing. Horrible idea.
Right.
He unified himself. What was the difference? He unified himself with somebody that was trying to use God to get what they want.
Amen.
Instead of a man that was trying just to seek God.
Amen.
Jehoshaphat was a God-fearing man.
Yeah.
Jehoshaphat did his best. I believe that's why God spared Jehoshaphat.
Yes,
Ahab wanted what he wanted, and that was it.
Yes.
Oh, I wish somebody hear me.
Yes.
Ahab wanted what he wanted, and that was it. And you find two kind of people in the camp.
Yes,
there's
brother.
People that want what God wants, and there's people that want what they want and use God to get what they want.
Sure.
Self-seeking, hidden in the lamb's wool.
Yeah.
This gospel and this message came to take self-seeking out of your heart.
Amen.
Take it right out of your heart. You're not here to seek yourself. You're not here to go get what you need to go get. You're here to do the bidding of the Father. Jesus was not just somebody we believe in. He was an example for you and me. And he said, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of him that sent me. And whatever it is, if it even commits you to something negative, if it's the will of God, so be it.
Amen.
Mary and Joseph.
Yep. Come on now.
Come on, that's true.
Joseph, probably big, strong man, wanted to be the man. Yeah. Maybe he wanted to be a priest. Here come the will of God down to his life.
That's right.
You help her raise that boy.
That's right.
And that was it.
That's right. Amen.
It was no more than that.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Does it have to be more than that? You help her raise that boy. That was a pretty important boy. Pretty important. Pretty. Imagine if he would have rejected that or done something else. Imagine what could have happened. It's so important. Even he was painted in a negative light because of what he was doing, but he knew it was the will of God. He was painted. God's will does not have to paint you in a positive light.
Amen.
Woo!
Come on now.
Ahab said unto Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me to Ramoth Gilead?" He answered, "I am as thou art, and my people as thy people." Alliance with an ungodly man who sought advice from false prophets.
Amen.
They were spiritual people, but they were false prophets.
That's right.
God spoke through them too. But the enemy got in there as well.
That's right. That's it.
Real prophets went false.
Yep. Come on.
It happens.
Come
don't
on.
Pretend like it don't.
Come on.
But alliance with an ungodly man who sought advice from false prophets, self-seek prophets who are willing to prophesy what somebody wants to hear instead of what somebody needs to hear. False prophets.
Amen.
We got enough of them behind the pulpit. I know so-and-so's in church this morning, so I'm going to water it down. I know somebody is in church this morning, and I know that this is wrong, but I'm not going to touch it because it'll run them out the door. False prophets. We need real prophets that are not afraid to say that is dead wrong, and you need to make it right.
Yes, Lord. Right.
Jehoshaphat made an alliance. Boy, I'm just taking my time this morning. Made an alliance with Ahab. Went to Ramoth Gilead. Ahab sought his prophets. He kind of tried to throw in there, "Let's seek the Lord about it."
Yeah. Yeah.
How many of you know what I'm talking about? Let's kind of seek the Lord, see what he says. I'm really not interested in what he says, but let's see what he says. He sought the prophets, 400 of them. I wish we had 400 today I could talk to. They'd probably be dead wrong. He said, 400 prophets, and they said, "Go, the Lord is with you." Imagine the spirit, the electrifying spirit that man probably felt. Woo, God's with me. Hallelujah. All these prophets prophesying, and Jehoshaphat, the one God-fearing man, stepped back, and something didn't vibe in his spirit. Something didn't vibe in there, and he said, "Don't you have one more? Isn't there one more? I just don't feel right."
Yeah, amen.
Now, that's not your guidepost to life. Your emotions aren't your guidepost, but a lot of times your heart will be the truth.
Right.
A lot of times what your heart tells you something's wrong, then something's probably wrong. That's not an always case. Sometimes your heart lies. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above everything. But what Jehoshaphat experienced was something here is just not right. I just know it. Don't you have one more? He said, "There is one more, but I hate his guts because all he ever says is skinning my hide."
That's right.
All he ever says is negative. I can't stand it. It skins my hide every time. I don't like it. I'm not interested. But because I respect you, Jehoshaphat, let's go see what he has to say.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Let's just go. Let's just do this.
Yeah.
And Micah said, "Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You're going to die anyway. Go ahead. What do I care? Go right on. Go right on." He said, "No, you say what? Tell me what the Lord's telling you. I really want to know. I know you're lying to me." You tell me what the Lord told you. He said, "You go, but I see Israel scattered as without a shepherd. I saw the Lord on his throne. I saw a spirit come up before the Lord's throne and say, 'I will go into those prophets and be a lying spirit in their mouth.'"
That's right.
One of the prophets slapped him across the face. "Which way did the Spirit of God go when it left me?" He said, "When you go in your chamber, you'll know where it went."
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah.
"When you go in your chamber, you'll know where it went." And Ahab said, "Lock him up and give him bread of affliction and sorrowful water until I get back." And he said, "If you come back, God did not speak to me. We need people today that have, thus saith the Lord. If you come back, God didn't talk to me. How many of you in here can know when God has told you something and you're willing to stake your life on thus saith the Lord? I want to tell you something. Thus saith the Lord is not just for the prophet anymore. Thus saith the Lord is not just for Brother Branham. Thus saith the Lord is not just for Moses and Elijah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Paul and William Branham. Thus saith the Lord is for the bride. Brother Branham said, she has thus saith the Lord, or she keeps still. Thus saith the Lord is for how we need some Micahs today. We need some people to stand up and say, thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And never cave. No compromise. Woo, I felt good about that one. Jehoshaphat said, isn't there one more?
Come on.
I believe there is. Amen. I believe there's a few of them that are alive today that are willing to walk up to Ahab and say, you will die in your sin unless you receive the word for who he is.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
Yes, sir, brother.
Ahab and Jehoshaphat go. They go anyway. It's never a good idea to go anyway. It's never a good idea to ignore what God said and go anyway. Ahab, what a chicken.
Yep.
He said, I'm going to put on a costume.
Yep.
I'm going to disguise myself.
Yeah.
You go in your kingly robes, but I'm going to disguise myself. What was he doing? He was trying to weasel his way out of what he knew was the word of the Lord.
Yes.
He's trying, maybe if I disguise myself, God's word will come to pass a little different and I'll be spared.
Oh my.
You can't hide from him.
Right.
You can't walk up in here and act like a Christian and go home and smoke and drink and watch pornography and think you're fooling God and think you're fooling your pastor and think you're fooling the ministry. You can't go home and do that and think God don't see it. You can't disguise yourself and hide from God and not come out with any different ending than Ahab came out with. You've got to be real with God. Jehoshaphat barely escaped. He barely made it out. Ahab was killed in battle. It was time for him to go. And the dogs licked his blood. Just what the prophet, another prophet, had told him. The dogs will lick your blood.
That's right. The truth.
And it came to pass exactly.
That's right.
Now go to chapter 19. I want to look at one more thing here. Now Jehoshaphat barely made it out alive. He returns back to Jerusalem. Whew, that was a close one. He's like, okay, Lord, I'm really going to dedicate myself now. That was a real close call. I know, I hear what you're saying. I got it. I get it now. I ain't going to do that again.
Amen.
Now here in chapter 19, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, and that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes,
glory.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, that is some real word. He went back to Jerusalem. He finally, he's like, I'm still alive. And there was a prophet waiting on him. And that prophet said, hey, hold on a sec. You're a good man. You've done good things, but there's one really bad problem you've got. Should you help the ungodly? And should you love those who hate the Lord? How would we answer that today?
Preach. Forgive us, Lord.
How would we answer that today? Of course, the scripture tells us to love our enemies.
Right.
But what is the love that he's talking about
right.
here? The kind of love was he was willing to lower his bar and
right.
team up with those who were self-seekers and not God-seekers,
right.
with those who wanted to promote their own kingdom and not the kingdom of God.
Man.
He lowered his bar with the motivation maybe of unity.
Yeah.
Sure.
Come on.
And it came back to bite him in the rear because compromise never ever works. Compromise will never, even with a good motive, it don't work. Maybe if I just kind of water it down a little bit and allow that, then maybe they'll come to the Lord.
Hit it, brother. No, sir.
If it was wrong ever, it still is. If it ever was one time wrong, it's still wrong. That kind of stuff don't change. We're living in an age where what used to be wrong is no longer wrong. We call evil good and good evil. The things that are good to God are a despicable thing to man. The things that man loves are despicable to God, and it creeps up in the hearts of the believers.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on
now.
Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Now, remember, you love your enemies. I firmly believe in that. I practice that with all my heart. I love the worst of the worst of them, and I try to let them know that. But I'm not going to assist them in their endeavors to run away from God. That's what we're talking about. You can't assist them. You can't enable them to run. You got to let them know where they're standing, and you got to make it clear there's only one way back. And you have to take it, and I'm not going to help you run the other way. If I know you're going to buy cigarettes with the money I give you, I'm not going to give you any money. For some reason, people think I got money. I don't know where that came from. You understand what I'm saying? Enabling things that are helping people to run from God. It'll never work out for your own benefit.
That's right.
Helping the ungodly, promoting pagan ideas with your Christian life.
Yeah, come on.
Talk about being a believer and celebrating Halloween.
Come on.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't think so. I can't remotely for one second think that that's even acceptable at all in the eyes of God. I saw all over Facebook Christians dressing their kids up in Halloween costumes and carving pumpkins and all kind of pagan activity and call yourself a believer.
Whew.
Man, we got to watch that. We got to keep our guard up. That stuff tries to sneak in. What once was wrong is no longer wrong anymore. Right. If you paint your face on Halloween and say you're celebrating fall.
Yeah, come on.
That's pagan.
Yes, sir.
Are you a pagan?
No.
Why'd you do it?
Yeah. Preach it, brother.
Right.
Go ahead.
Remaining silent when the ungodly are promoting their ideas in your presence. That's helping the ungodly too. There was a point where Brother Branham, I know I'm skinny y'all this morning. There was a point where Brother Branham couldn't hold his peace anymore. There was a man who said, and you think that God, a man cannot fit in that whale's mouth. And he said, sir, he said, I couldn't hold my peace anymore. He said, sir, the Bible doesn't say it was a whale. The Bible says he created a special fish.
Right.
Sometimes we need to not be afraid to just let that out. What are you afraid of anyway? They already hate your guts. They already think you're nuts. They already think you've gone bananas. You might as well let that word out and see what it does. How would this be today? That would be if I went up to a Catholic priest and joined my hand with him.
That's it.
No different. Amen.
And I said, you know what? We believe the same God. You speak about Jesus. I speak about Jesus. Let's join together and promote unity in all of Christendom. That is from hell.
Amen.
And we see it happening all over the globe. Everybody's bowing to the Pope all of a sudden. All of these non-denominational leaders are praising the Pope and blessing the Pope and joining back up with the Mother. Just what the prophet said would happen right before the end. She comes under the headship, goes right back to mommy and rejects the word of the Lord. That's exactly what Jehoshaphat did with Ahab. God spared Jehoshaphat, but this word is coming to tell you that. Don't do that in the first place, because even if your motive is right, it will not help you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't assist those that are trying to build their own kingdom.
Amen.
You understand? This is how the devil creeps in. That's how he creeps in. He don't walk up to some of you young sisters with some guy who's got his beard all out and he ain't bathed in a month and he's on crack rocks. Excuse me. He's on crack and say, here, take this. He walks up with a slicker.
Right.
Who looks clean, got his hair combed, wearing a cross around his neck, has a Bible at home, doesn't believe just like you do, but that can change.
Oh,
Doesn't believe just like you do, but that can change. That's how the devil walks in. He comes so close to the real. He doesn't walk up to you young men and say, here's a hooker that's going to make your life hell. And going to argue with everything you ever say every day, all the time, each and every time. He doesn't do that. He does not say that. He approaches you with somebody that appears right. But down in here, they're wrong. Ahab may have appeared right, but down in here, he was wrong. I'm telling you, the pulpit is full of people that appear right, but down in here, they're wrong. Yeah. Number one, they don't love the people of God.
That's true.
If you don't love the people of God, you don't love God. And if you don't love God, you ain't got no business reading His Word and telling people about it.
That's right.
And the pulpit's full of people that don't love God's people.
That's right.
Man.
They'd rather take that word and send everybody straight to hell and trying to take as many people out of hell.
Amen. That's right.
That's my goal. I want as many to come with me as can come with me. That's my goal. My goal is if somebody slipped up, I want to repair it.
Amen.
I don't want to throw it out.
Right. Amen.
My goal is if we've done wrong, let's repair it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because I got newsflash for you. I don't know anybody that does that. I know somebody named Jesus that does that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean compromise. Are you with me this morning?
Right.
That doesn't mean compromise. I'm trying to keep moving
just a little bit.
The devil doesn't come up to you and say, here's a cancer stick. Go commit slow suicide.
Right.
The devil says, here, you're stressed out.
Yep.
You've earned it. Why don't you relax a little bit?
Yeah.
That's how the devil comes up to you. The devil doesn't come up to you and say, here's a spirit in a bottle that'll fill you with demons and make you depressed and send you to hell. He comes up to you and says, you've had a rough day. What's one sip going to do? You'll feel great.
Man, preach it.
Ahab.
Yep.
Ahab trying to walk right up in your house. You're lucky if you make it out alive.
That's right.
What does this lesson of Jehoshaphat teach us? I got one more example. The devil doesn't come up to you and say, here's a church that doesn't preach my word and will send you to hell. And that serves the devil. The devil comes up to you and says, here's a church that's not as strict. Here's a church that lets you get away with a lot and that you can still be a believer. All you got to do is show up and be a nice person and they'll receive you and you can be a Christian and go to heaven. That's the church the devil presents to people. But the church the Lord presents to people is, here's my word, take it or leave it. Here's my word. If you're a part of my word, you're going to have ears to hear my word and you're going to believe my word. Because you don't just believe in my word, but you are a part of my word. You don't just believe in something, you're a part of something. The reason I have ears to hear what God's saying to the church is because I'm a part of God.
That's true.
Well, don't stumble me. If you don't have ears to hear, there ain't no ears I can give you. You can't preach people into this. You can't beg people into this. You can't persuade people into it. They might come, but they'll go right back out. You can't make the bride. The bride is the bride. All you can do is try to encourage the bride to get a little closer. You can't make the foolish virgin. She is the foolish virgin. All you can do is try to help them. But don't compromise for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your motive should be help them. But don't never compromise to help them.
Amen.
Brother Branham said we should always be ready at every moment to help everybody of every creed and every belief.
That's right.
I believe that.
Amen.
But you ain't going to see me compromise, do it.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, keep moving, brother. Hurry up. We learn from this lesson that the wrong social relationships can cause damage.
Yes.
We learn from this lesson that the wrong political relationships can cause damage.
Yeah.
You're not going to vote God back in.
No. Yeah.
I encourage you to vote. I really do. Go ahead and vote. Brother Branham voted. He said, I voted for Nixon. Some of y'all are like, what? I voted for Nixon. That's okay. Go ahead and vote. But realize that who, this is going to stumble you now. It's God's will whoever gets in there. I know that's got to sink in real deep. But it's God's will whoever gets in there. This country has sowed enough seed of rebellion to God that God is going to destroy this place. What you see happening in Europe right now, you all in here, you are well aware that's coming here. Our country's a little bit larger. It's going to be a little harder to do. But if the Lord tarries, you know that's coming here. They've come and said it. There's something interesting here. They're telling people what they're going to do before they do it, and nobody listens. They're telling people, we're going to come to your country and we're going to kill you. And they're like, let's protect them. They're like, it's a religion of peace. They're like, we should support them. In Michigan, Hamtramck, Michigan, where I come from. Not Hamtramck, but close. They do the call to prayer publicly.
Oh, my.
Now, if I preached over the radio the same way, what do you think they'd say?
Sure.
You're a bigot. You're a racist. Yeah. You hate. That's hate speech. They'd probably lock me up, probably. But we let them in because they compromised. They let the bars down, and now they're losing lives in their country because they have compromise on their values.
Amen.
I like what the French president said. He said, this is an attack from the Islamic State. This is an act of war, and it's going to be treated that way.
Amen.
He didn't compromise when he said that. He didn't say everything else right. That's all right. I'm getting way off here. In the message, expectation. Brother Branham said, a fellow said to me not long ago, if you'd come over and join our organization, we'll do so and so. If you'll just compromise on a few. He said, I said, compromise? Compromise? I'm surprised that a man of God like you are with a doctor's degree would ask a servant of God to compromise on the word of God. He said, that don't dwell in my blood. He said, no, sir. He said, I'll stay right zeroed in on it. I believe in the Holy Ghost. And the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm under expectation that He'll rise up a church that'll go meet Him with the same power that it had in the beginning. He said, certainly, if we expect it and have faith in God and believe He's going to do it, expectation. He said, that doesn't dwell in my blood. It's not even flowing through my veins. I'm shocked at the compromise that I see in the lives of so-called believers and so-called ministers of this message. It shocks me.
Sure.
God can bring them back.
Oh, yeah.
Sure He can. He does it with all of us. But it shocks me, the level of compromise. He said, it doesn't dwell in my blood. It's not even in me.
Yes.
I was built to believe every single word of God. I was built to believe, thus saith the Lord. That's how I know I'm part of this thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Luke 14. I'm closing, I know. I'm closing. Luke chapter 14. And verse 6. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see it. I pray, have me excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Every one of these people, excuses.
Yes, that's right.
God don't hear them.
No, that's right.
I mean, that's as simple as I can say it this morning, this afternoon. God doesn't hear them. One said, I bought land. I got to go look at it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you in church tonight, brother? Because I had to go look at something.
Yeah.
Right.
Why aren't you praying? Because I got to look at something nasty.
Yeah, that's right.
Say it.
One said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I got to go test them out, make sure they're right. I bought this new car. I need to go work on it every Sunday for 5 weeks straight. Y'all met people like that.
Sure.
Another said, I married a wife. I can't come. Every excuse in the book, your pastor's heard it.
Right.
Every excuse. book. We've all heard it. There's not a one of them that works in the ears of God. Not a one. There's no excuse. There's no room for compromise. Each one of us is going to be judged by the same book. If you're rich or you're broke, the same book's going to judge you. If you're a Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, message, the same book's going to judge you. If you're sick or healthy, the same book's going to judge you. If you have no family or a large family, the same book's going to judge you. If you believe different or believe the same book is going to judge you. All have to pass through the same standard, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
What you cannot do is not an excuse.
Yes.
Moses said, I can't talk.
Right.
I never could. I stutter. God said, I'm not hearing that. Right. I'll give you Aaron.
Yeah.
Take Aaron and go.
Yeah.
Every excuse that we give, God will give you a reason not to have it.
Amen.
I don't have a car. Here's a car.
Yeah. Right.
I don't have no money. Here's some money.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't feel that good. Here, you feel fine now.
That's right.
Some of us, God heals, and we try to make ourselves sick again.
Yeah. Come on, preach.
I know it happens.
Sure.
No excuse.
Amen.
Woo, I know I'm ingrained. No excuse.
Right.
No compromise.
Come on now.
Amen.
Jeremiah said, I'm young. They're not going to hear me.
Right.
Timothy felt like, too young, they won't hear you. Paul said, don't let anybody despise your youth. God placed, it's not about you anyway. The Holy Ghost don't have an age. The Holy Ghost is not young. The Holy Ghost is very old and very wise and has been a lot of places and seen a lot of things. If your pastor or a minister in this message gets carnal, you have a right to worry about it. But if it's the Spirit of God speaking, you got no right to get angry. You got no right to make excuses. Woo!
Amen.
Come on, buddy.
Come on. The truth.
Same exact standard.
Amen.
Regardless of the life that you have had, you have to pass through the same exact standard.
Amen.
Same one. We, in our human minds, we think, well, that person's had a really rough life, so God's going to kind of let them stay that way. We love to do that for some reason. It's just not the case. There's the same standard. This person right here has had there's a reason. That's why my son or my daughter don't believe, is because this happened, and I'm sure God understands. He understands all right. He understands that same word that judge you, going to judge him.
Yes.
It's the same standard.
Yeah.
It's the same. There's no difference. There's no difference whatsoever.
Right.
Can I read one more quote?
Hallelujah.
One more. I believe this is from the Message, the rejected king. And all that red stuff on the face. And this black pencil over the eyes. Some sisters don't think we can see that.
Right.
They make makeup nowadays that you is not be able to tell you're wearing it. Don't, I'm not trying to skin nobody in here. That's not my motive. I'm just letting the word say it, all right?
Amen.
We think that we can't, that you can't see it. I can see it from a mile away.
Yeah.
It says now, all dressed and so sexy like, and they say, well now wait a minute, Brother Branham, that's the only kind of clothes you can buy. They still sell goods and sewing machines.
Yeah.
There's not a bit of excuse for you. He said, if you're led by the Holy Spirit, then straighten up. He said, they don't want the Holy Spirit to judge them. They don't want, Brother Branham said, there's no excuses. God won't listen to your excuses. He wouldn't listen to Saul's. He won't listen to you. You've got to compare with what the Bible said.
Amen.
There's no more grace to stay on both sides of the fence. You got to pick a side. This is the hour where you got to pick a side. You got to be all in or all out. Jesus said, he said, because you're lukewarm, I want to vomit. What is that? You're not hot and you're not cold. He would rather have you running from him than be acting like you're serving him and want it. Want the world. Don't come and act like you're going to serve him and want the things of the world. He would rather have you in the world. That's the word. I'm not making that up. Now, he wants you on fire or ice cold, but he don't want you in between. We need to get off of the fence and pick a side. If the word be the word, I'm going to preach it. If the word be the word, I'm going to believe it. If God be God, then I'm going to serve him. If Baal be God, then I'll serve him. But I know no Baal, and he ain't God.
Amen. Amen. Right.
I know the God of Elisha, and he is that he is. He has supplied my every need. He has met my every prayer. He has healed me when I'm sick. He has brought me up when I've been down low. He straightened me out when I was crooked. He's brought me down when I was too high. He's brought me up when I was too low. He is my all and my all, and I'm going to serve him with all my heart. I wish three people would get a resolve in their heart today that I'm going to serve the Lord with everything.
Yes, Lord.
The word promises in this hour that there will be a bride of Christ who will be bone of his bone. She'll be flesh of his flesh. When she speaks, it will be as if he is speaking. We're not called to speak our minds. We're not called to speak our opinions. We're not called to speak our ideas, but we're called to speak thus saith the Lord. When I speak, I want it to be God speaking. When I walk, I want it to be God walking. When I show up, I want it to be God showing up, because that's the call on the bride. I don't just believe in a God and hope he's going to return. I'm part of that God. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty name of the Lord. We love you this afternoon, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh God, give us that resolve today, Lord, that we'll never back down on the word of the Lord, that we'll stand stronger than we've ever standed. Lord, the Muslim world can come into this country and infiltrate and demand that we change. But God, we should never bow to the enemy. May we never compromise with the enemy. Give us the resolve to stand stronger than we've ever stood before. In the mighty name of Jesus, grant our request, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's worship the Lord.
He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we feel your presence in here today. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you to sweep through this place. Lord, we dedicate ourselves to you right now. Jesus, I reconsecrate myself to you right now, Lord. Jesus, give us the strength to speak your word, Lord. Give us the resolve, Lord, to never cave, not a one time. Help us, Lord, where we failed you in that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm a child of the King.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can say,
one in respects before God. Hallelujah. Do you believe you've heard from the Almighty today? It's too close to the end to compromise. It's too close to slow down. Hallelujah. There's anyone here in God's presence now. I trust you believe that this is His presence that we sense in this place. That when we bow our heads, it's not to a minister. It's not to a building. It's to the Shekinah glory that's in the room. Glory to God. If you don't know this God as your Savior, would you raise your hand and say, Lord, you know my heart. I want to be right, but I don't know you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there a Christian here who would say, Lord, I receive your word today that I've compromised, that I've looked at different things. I just lost my zeal somewhere along the road. But Lord, I'm not going to despair. I'm coming back to the Word. I'm coming back to you, Lord. As the prophet Nathan looked David in the face and said, you deserve to die. And David said, I accept it. I repent. And the prophet said, you're forgiven. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And he went off and stayed king. He still served the Lord. He was still a Christian.
Amen.
We're not taking your Christianity away. We're trying to enhance it. Say, let those things of the world, let them fall, brother, sister. If the Holy Spirit's delivering you, it's okay to cry. It's okay to mean business with God.
Yes, amen.
It's okay to break through and to say, Lord, if you don't do it now, I'm just going to lose it. I can't hold it together. I've proven it, Lord. I need you.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, brother, sister. God sees your hands. You keep pressing on into the kingdom. Take it by force. How? Devil, I'm a part of this word.
Yes.
I believe this. This is who I am. You're a liar. Get off my land.
Amen.
You take him out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wait for the preacher to say, you say it.
Amen.
You say to this mountain, be moved. And don't doubt in your heart, and it will obey you. Glory to God. There's deliverance
Hallelujah.
All over this room. Would you just give God praise for delivering you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Worship Him.
Amen.
Don't press.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's that simple. Yes. Believe it. Receive it into your heart. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a presence Amen. Of God today. How we love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
How we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You that you're not just off in the clouds, but Lord, you're right here with us
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
When we lift our voices to someone that we know hears, Lord, how we appreciate you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't give your voice to the devil no more.
Oh,
give it to him.
Amen.
Don't give the devil your talents. Don't give him your energy or your time. Give it to God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's any need today, besides what the Lord's already done, I'm not taking that away
Amen.
From you. I'm not saying you need something else. If he gave it to you, you take it home, brother, sister. That's right. But if there's those that like prayer, I already got a brother up here. If there's anyone else, would you come now? In God's presence. Thank you, Lord. Come believing. We lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm good. Well, then pray for these ones that are up here. Believe. Enter into that spirit. Don't break
Hallelujah.
That spirit of unity that's in the room now. The true spirit. Say, Lord, I believe that all things are possible.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We just heard about a man raised from the dead in this message. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Don't you doubt it. He's the same God no matter where he is.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be in prayer now.
Father, you're more than capable of doing it. You said in your word, Lord, that wherever two or three agree as touch any one thing, that it shall be done. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to return her bed back home. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring it back home, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Just trust you.
Our hands toward heaven.
Let the healing power of the Holy Spirit
yes, Lord.
My hands toward
in the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of God
yes,
remove
Father,
everything
thank you, Lord.
That's contrary to perfect
so
health.
Great.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Amen.
I exalt thee. I exalt thee.
Father, we agree right now that whatever our sister utters to you in prayer
you, Lord.
Will
Peace.
Yes, Lord.
You're a restorer, God.
Yes, Lord.
You're a God of restoration.
Right, Lord God.
Father, we send the Spirit of the living God,
yes, Lord,
into this scenario.
Amen.
Lord, we ask,
amen,
you to bring,
Lord,
restoration in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
Let everything fall into place.
Yes, Lord.
That is your perfect will. Lord, give my sister a perfect peace, for knowing that your hand, Lord, is on the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Worship him.
Thank
Would you.
You
thank him? Give him praise.
Thank
to his
you,
name.
Lord Jesus. Oh God, we thank you this day, Lord. Oh Father, you're so faithful to us, Lord. Oh God, thou art perfect. Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing us through here. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray in the blessed name of the Lord that you make my life worthy. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord. Yes.
We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Worthy is the Lord.
See, Brother Andrew, why do you like doing that? Because I think too many times we forget that we came here to worship. That's why we're here. It's not just to sing songs and to listen and preach. We came to worship this God.
Amen.
To show our loves,
amen,
for Him, our affections. Not worried about our neighbor. Not worried about going home. We're here to worship Him that we love. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if He don't heal us again, if He doesn't do another mighty work, Lord, we're still going to love you.
Amen.
Just so worthy of everything. Just for who you are, Lord Jesus.
We love you, Lord.
How could anybody get a look at Him in reality,
hallelujah,
and not love Him? You're
hallelujah,
so good, Jesus.
Jesus.
You're so good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yield yourselves to the Spirit. Let's not be in a hurry this afternoon. Hallelujah. 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 If you look at all the miracles that happen in Brother Branham's ministry, most of them are right now. Jesus. And you wonder what it might take. Does it take a man to tell you that you're healed? Or can you accept it yourself? God will still do it. Oh yes, He will. He's done it in this building right here. He's done it at other churches that believes this truth.
Amen.
Called it right out there in the congregation. Yes, He has. But what's He calling you to? Don't you believe my word? That I said I'll heal all your infirmities? Husband, what would you feel like if you told your wife every day, I love you. Tell her every minute, I love you. Do everything for her in the world you could, and anything she wanted, you did it. She turned back and said, you know what? I don't really know if you love me or not. What do you think it's like with the Lord over our lives?
Hallelujah.
We drive down. Never, you know, he watches over us. That deer didn't go across the street right then.
Amen.
Tire blew out in the parking lot, sit out in the road going 70 mile an hour. Hallelujah. Didn't know how the bill's going to pay, but paid your tithes anyways, and somebody gave it right back to you and paid for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And you all got a testimony if you've spent any time with the Lord.
Amen.
That he's never failed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we fail him, sure. But he's never failed us. And don't start doubting now. If you're not right with God, don't doubt now.
Yes.
You know the way back.
Amen.
You know, you've been there. You've seen those bloody footprints. Take it. Say, Lord, that was for me. I'm coming back to Calvary
yes,
today.
Lord.
Get right with God. Put your armor back on and fight for the Lord. We're running out of souls that'll serve him. Don't have the souls that love him quit. You fight for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You keep witnessing. You keep looking for that soul. Hallelujah. You keep telling your children about it. We don't know. You say, well, they might not get old enough. That's what they thought about me, too. That's what they thought about some of you all, that we'd never get to this age. Some of y'all never expect to be parents, and here you are, grandparents. You never know. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. How many appreciates him today? Hallelujah. 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 What a moving of the Spirit here in the building. Oh, Jesus. Let's all just pray. I just love him so much. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much, Lord, for what you've given us today. We thank you for Brother Colin coming and speaking. We pray for him, Lord, that we'd be the hands of those that would raise the hands of Moses. Lord, let our prayers raise the hands of your servant. And he continue to speak your word in boldness and give him strength there and in our. Thank you so much for bringing him, Lord. We pray that this word wouldn't go in one ear and out the other, but it just takes such deep root in our hearts that, Lord, we could come back and say, on that day, I know that the Lord spoke to me. I see it here. I see it here. And bring back testimonies. Bring it in the sheaves of the grace of God. Thank you for forgiving us of our ways. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your Spirit that brings us back to fellowship again. And Lord, may that joy, may that peace, may that love just continue to flourish out of our lives and affect others, that they would know that we've got something that the world can't give. And the world just can't take it away. Grant it to each believer that's here. May they stay encouraged in the presence of God. May they know that you only come to true believers, Lord. That what we're experiencing here is such a rarity in the world that we live in. Let us redeem the time and say, Lord, thank you for your presence here amongst us. Lord, let us never grieve you away. When we make mistakes, maybe we ever quick to get back in fellowship and to keep our eyes looking up for your soon approaching. Grant it to each believer. Give them strength. Give them endurance. Help them, Lord, to stay on the right track and to finish strong through the finish line. To each one here, we pray. Thank you so much for what you've done. We give you all the praise in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's just worship him a few songs before we go to baptismal service here.
I will reign with
you. Let's hail his name now. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And all hail. The Lord of Lords, bright morning
Lord, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore I will reign with Him.
Can we just give Him a hand clap of praise this afternoon?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.